Act three. Phone is history. Well, we think of our phone calls and phone messages as so transient, as throwaway moments. Here is another example of a personal human history captured by phone machine. In this case, by Barrett Golding in Bozeman, Montana. The messages were about his father.
Jeanette and Ben Brooks and Lester and Charlotte Blue, we're all here having a little afternoon tea, and we wanted to talk to you, but I guess you're up. We want to know how Ralph is. Would you try to call us back one day and let us know what's going on? We all want to know how Ralph is doing. We hope he's doing well. Let us know. Bye.
Mr. Golding, this is Dr. Sparks' office confirming your appointment for Tuesday, July 12th at 4 o'clock. You don't need to call us unless there's a problem. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rose Bernstein. Just calling to welcome you back and hope you had a very good time. And we'd like to say hi to you. Bye-bye.
Claire, I'm just heartsick over what happened. I'll get in touch with you later. And then.
Hi, Mrs. Golding. It's Liz calling from Dr. Casey's office. I wanted just to give you my condolences and tell you how sorry I am. I think we should touch bases at some point, and I'll try calling you again later today. Bye.
Claire, it's 12:30. I just got a call in reference to Ralph. Please give me a call whenever you can. Thank you.
I'll get in touch with you later.